Imagine it's a summer evening in 1910. You're standing roughly where you're standing now, but the hillside above you looks completely different. There are wooden houses stepping up the slope in terraces, connected by staircases and footpaths. From somewhere up there comes the smell of cooking. Miso, rice, something frying. Children are running between the houses, and from a flat patch of cleared ground, you can hear the specific crack of a baseball bat. That's what Yama sounded like on a good evening. The name means mountain in Japanese, and the village earned it. It clung to this hillside like something that grew here, which in a way it did. Starting in 1883, Japanese immigrants came to work the massive Port Blakely sawmill just down the shore, one of the largest lumber mills in the world at the time. The work was hard and constant, and the company built housing on the hillside for their Japanese workers. But the residents made it into something more than company housing. They built a Buddhist temple. They opened a general store that stocked the particular foods that reminded people of home. They established a Japanese language school so children wouldn't lose the thread of who they were. They built a community bathhouse, not just for hygiene, but for the social ritual of bathing together, which in Japanese culture is a form of belonging. And they fielded a baseball team. The Asahi Baseball Club became genuinely well-known across the Puget Sound. Japanese-American teams from Seattle and Tacoma came to play. The sport had arrived in Japan in the 1870s and crossed the Pacific with the immigrants who brought everything else they valued. On summer evenings, people gathered here to watch. It was the clearest possible signal that Yama wasn't just a place to sleep between shifts. It was home. By the early 1920s, the mill was declining, and with it, the economic foundation of the village. Residents scattered to Winslow, to Seattle, to wherever work led them. The buildings came down, the hillside grew back. And then, 20 years later, the families who had built Yama and moved on were forcibly removed again, this time by their own government. Many of Bainbridge Island's Japanese-American families, including descendants of Yama residents, were among the first in the entire country to be interned in 1942. There's almost nothing physical left here to mark what existed. A few foundation stones if you know where to look. Cherry trees that might be